Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yesterday on the Mike O'Mara Show, we had a few moments with Dan O'Brien, and I found it pretty damn compelling.
Good stuff.
I thought it was, Oscar, you can applaud him. Are you too cool to applaud Dan O'Brien?
I said, woo!
Go on, give the man a round of applause. Come on now.
If we do this, Mike, he's just going to continue talking and swinging.
The last thing we want is for him to get a big head.
Yes.
Yeah,
we don't need that.
Dan O'Brien, I thought, was one of the better storytellers
in the history
of TMOS interns.
Yeah, he kept his rage bottled. And dispensed it like a small carafe, and he did a very good job.
It was very, very nice. And then I was informed by Rob Spiewak before the show started that Dan O'Brien actually comes to the show today bearing gifts. And, Mac, this will be the second day that we're spotlighting Mr. Dan O'Brien. How does that make you feel?
Disappointed.
In what?
He's learned,
got competition.
They've learned the responses, haven't they? They truly have. They have learned the responses. Dan O'Brien, what do you have for us today?
So, to counter the negativity that was throughout the show.
It was poison, Dan. It was poison.
Vitriol.
You were heaping bile on Mr. Adrian Garcia.
I'm betting derailed Dan today, just for perspective. He did so well yesterday.
We're going to see the other side of the coin?
This is the other side of the coin.
Tails, baby. Yeah.
A lot can happen in 24 hours, yeah. Oscar.
Thanks for the faith, Oscar.
23 hours, Mike, because keep in mind,
you're right, Rob.
We had a full day home.
That's right.
Exactly. In our homes.
Oops. Let me fix my backdrop from yesterday.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
You were saying.
Yeah.
So when I travel, I like to bring some stuff with me. I like to
what?
I like to
like
Oscar,
what,
you
toothbrush?
Hit the nail on the head. No, I'm sorry. Let me try that again.
Please.
When I travel to a new city, I like to collect certain things, and I like to collect shot glasses.
Now listen, you're being too rough on him. Give him a chance.
Okay.
Oh, shot glasses.
Okay. Yes, I have shot glasses from Seattle. I have shot glasses from San Diego, and I have shot glasses from L.A.
Still no girlfriend.
You know, the audience, the Mike O'Mara Show audience loves shot glasses, don't you, kid? Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. You, sir, down in the front. We have one lone person down there. You like them, don't you?
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
So to wrap up this segment as quickly as possible, I brought...
You know, hey, it's all about filling time,
take
Dan
your
O'Brien.
Time, man.
You can linger.
Don't race through this. Wait, just briefly. You bring a young lady back to your house, and she's about to take off her panties. Say, wait, let me show you my shot glasses.
Put those panties back on.
Oscar, I've never gotten that far.
Now, question, you live in the area.
Better than bringing them back to an apartment and showing them some Japanese figurines.
Yeah, well, I have to get her out of the trunk first. So, that seemed, you know what, after I said it, that seemed harsh, Pony,
yes,
I'm
yes.
sorry.
We're so harsh today.
We are.
So nice
well, that's
yesterday.
A Friday energy.
All right,
it's a Friday show.
Dan, I have a question. Since you are from New Jersey, do you have any Washington, D.C. shot glasses?
Funny enough, no, I don't.
That is funny.
So.
Yes, go ahead, Dan.
I brought shot glasses for everybody from New Orleans.
Thank you.
Now, the first one I'm going to start off with is Ashley, because she is not here in the studio since she is a former intern. I gave the shot glass that I bought for her to her in New Orleans. Now, she is... she is the person I know that only
ATD.
Oscar Santana loves.
Shot glass for AD. Oh, you're not going to present it to Ashley?
No, because she is not here. I already gave it to her in New Orleans.
Why would you bring her up if she's not here?
Yeah.
Just to say that I didn't forget her since she was on the trip as well.
Okay. Or do you see
she
credit?
Really hated that muffalata I bought her, didn't she, Dan?
Yeah, it had more cheese than Wisconsin. It was a lot for her.
and she's a vegetarian. She's a vegan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. She changes every single day. I really can't keep track.
Well, whoa. Ashley,
I don't want to go off on Ashley like I did on Adrian. I apologize.
Hold on a second. We didn't ask you about Ashley yesterday on yesterday's show, Thursday.
Yeah.
Let's ask you Friday about the Ashley factor.
Yeah, let's make it Ashley Friday.
No.
I never really got to know Ashley because I'm down here in the studio, and a lot of you guys I didn't get a chance to physically hang out with until I got to New Orleans. And so Ashley was, when I was explaining the muffalata sandwich, and I was bringing you and Diego and Ashley, along with my wife, to the corner, what is it, Central Grocery?
Central Grocery, I believe, on Decatur.
For the original makers of the muffalata, which is basically an Italian semi.
But it's good, though, man. It's so
Ashley,
good.
Ashley's reaction was kind of like, do I have to eat the poison? And I understood that because she was a vegan.
Yeah.
And then the lady behind the counter says, oh, shit, that's no problem. We got you down. We get the vegetarian version of the sandwich.
Which is different than vegan.
Yeah.
What? Well, the vegan. Well,
they're two different things.
Because vegan can't eat cheese,
yeah,
right?
They won't even eat. Vegetarian, well, vegan, two different
She wasn't
diets.
Vegan when she left here. She stopped the vegan diet after while she was here.
But it's so back and forth, it's hard to keep track.
Look how,
I don't know what happened.
Look how these little kids pipe up. Like, this
is crazy. remember Ashley was quick to embrace Mac.
Oh, because she collected Mac.
Because she collects her little weird people.
Yeah.
Like Pony collects the statue.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Did we lose Mike?
I think we did. I thought he was taking a tremendous dramatic pause.
I thought I was that boring.
Oh, it turns out Mike is not taking an excessively long take. His Skype had just frozen.
Yeah.
I thought you were just so upset with Dan O'Brien seeking gift-giving credit for Ashley that you were pausing. She brought you a gallon of water.
I just asked Carla for some water during that little break there.
Just pausing for some water, no problem.
You're properly hydrating with 128 ounces of water.
Always important to properly hydrate ourselves.
Nice to have you back.
Great to be back. Sorry for the glitch. Where were we?
Shot glasses.
So they truly are. So Dan O'Brien, you we've got his head now. I can look at his giant head. All right, Dan, we are giving
so fun.
So you're giving away shot glasses. I mean, you're buying shot glasses for people. Is that what it is?
Yes, I bought shot glasses for people.
Hey, not to interrupt, but you know what would be great is a Dan O'Brien bobblehead doll, because the proportions would remain the same.
That'd be top heavy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Language.
So you have them? Have you brought them back from New Orleans?
Yes, I brought them back for everybody. And I mentioned that I bought one for Ashley just to show that I was considerate to her, not for gift-giving credit.
No, gift-giving credit. If you want to show that you're courtesy to someone, the thing to do is not mention it, because she's the one who needs to know, not us.
Well, that's the way that you
see
it.
You mean WTDW Ashley?
Exactly. And that means... Mm.
Took the words
What's
out of
the
my
deal
mouth.
With Ashley?
got it.
It's her new nickname. What's the deal with?
She won't eat cheese.
Yes.
We know this.
Vegan.
Yeah, she didn't like the muffalo.
No.
How could you not
She's
like
a
it.
Sweetheart. And, you know, she's sweet. Her girlfriend's sweet.
Yes.
And it was great to have her in New Orleans. So, well, let's get right to it. Why wait? Why not get right to the gift giving herself?
So the first shot glass that I have to reveal is for Adrian. And all of you know that Adrian and I have never been closer. You know that Adrian is close to my heart.
Yeah, wow. I feel it.
I kid. I love the guy.
Sure. Okay.
So I got him one that reflects his love for marijuana.
Ganja.
Oh, look at that. It's a ganja shot glass. That's
with the
wonderful.
Colors of the Jamaican flag, right?
Exactly.
See, you really do like him. If you got him anything, you really do like him.
Yeah, I guess.
You just don't think you do.
May I say it?
Absolutely.
Whatever. Smash it on the ground.
And like, no.
Opa.
No, Mac.
No, he's on my side.
Such
Mac
hostility.
Is jealous.
We'll get to you later.
And you know what Adrian will say as soon as he sees this? He'll say, look at it. I can keep my weed in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
What's
Straight
the next
my
one?
Stash.
So the next one is for Mac. And if I know one thing about Mac, it is his
Rob,
colorful
there's no
personality.
Need to hiss.
What?
If there's one thing that I know about Mac, it is his colorful personality.
Sure.
So I got Mac one of the most kind gifts that I could imagine, a shot glass, a pink shot glass with the words party girl and a high heel zebra foot toe on it.
That actually
what
is,
it again?
Is hilarious.
It is
a party girl.
Yeah. It is a pink shot glass with labeled party girl, and it has Bourbon Street, and it is a zebra patterned high heel.
You know,
very
this,
cool.
This is very considerate, knowing that I don't drink, and I have three family members who are recovering alcoholics.
Oh.
So considerate.
The interns are destroying each other.
Hey, you know what would be great, though? You can hand it to Adrian, and he'll say, thanks for the shot glass. I can keep my pills in it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
My
that's
pills.
So harsh.
So I don't have anything harsh. Witty to say to that, so I'm just going to move on to
wow.
the next one.
Wow.
Big fail.
Mac, that was a lot of the, that was kind of like online gaming Mac that we just
yeah.
got there a little
oh,
bit,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Confidence.
Saucy.
Yep. Yeah, exciting. And what else do we have?
So the next one that I have is for Oscar.
Ooh.
And if there's one thing that I know about Oscar, he appreciates the ladies.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
so yes he does. Yes,
I got
yes,
him a
does.
Shot glass, which says bottoms up, and it has a girl with in her underwear
yeah.
with a
it's
lower
a girl,
back tattoo.
It's a thong.
Yeah. Can, yes. I see it? Can I see it? Can
Target
you hold it up
tattoo.
To the camera? Can I see?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. There we go. Nice.
Oh, it's butt cheeks.
Yeah,
yes.
as he
bottoms
described
up
it.
Butt cheeks.
I'll take that. Thank you so much.
With
right.
her lower half.
It's a girl in her underwear.
Hey, I don't sound like that.
bottoms up. That's very New Orleansian.
The next one is for you, Mike.
And oh, good.
Mike, you showed me such a great time that I wanted to repay this by showing that your shot glass was full of class. And
oh,
so,
good. I like a classy shot glass.
I got you a shot glass that is labeled New Orleans, and it has some photos of the actual city itself.
Oh, that's the nicest one thus far.
Oh, look
oh,
at that.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
I'll
artsy.
Take that. I'll take that. That'll
that
look great in my liquor
artsy.
Cabinet. That
and
I don't
I'll make
have.
Sure that I send it so that it doesn't get to you 2 months later.
I've always. Thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, got the Grand Marnier. I think I mentioned that on another show.
Yeah, you
but
did.
Is that 3 months?
Yeah, we don't have a bar. We don't have a bar.
Bar!
So we're going to get one eventually. Like one of those little things you, like it's
a
curio.
Little cart.
Like
yeah, a little
like
cart.
Like a car, a little yeah, cabinet yeah, yeah. with a lock on it so a
better,
little guy can't get in there.
Better with wheels so you can take it out to the lanai.
Hey, that's a great
wheels
idea.
Wheels work.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Got to go down about 3 inches, though. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
No, monster truck wheels.
Oh, yeah, have super big. Maybe I'll make a custom one.
Yeah.
Big
in
my workshop
wheels.
That I don't have.
You, Bob Vila. I'm Bob Vila.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I've put it on the show prep for weeks now. The gift I want that I will not get for Christmas.
Mm. What's
it's
that?
A high dollar, it's a high dollar item.
Well,
it's
just
a,
what is
a,
it?
Yeah, we could
I want
Kickstarter
a golf cart.
It. A golf cart?
I want a new golf cart. I want a new golf cart down here in Cocoonville.
You're such an a-hole.
Why am I such an a-hole?
Who wants a golf cart?
I do. I'd go to use it every day, every other day or so.
Yeah, but you don't ask Santa for a golf cart.
No.
Well, I mean, it's basically my money, so you know, Mrs. O'Mara can kind of allot me that. But I don't. We don't have the money to
gas
spend. I am like
or electric.
During that brief glitch, I had a bit of lunch.
Oh, what did you enjoy for lunch?
Chicken salad.
Mmm. We have some at the house myself.
You know, ever since I came back from New Orleans, I just can't stop eating.
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
Mike, I think a lot of people have that problem. Last night,
yes.
Shannon
yeah, Carla said, you come back from New Orleans Monday, back to the city. No, I believe in a slow transition. About a half a month.
Yeah, well, you don't want the body to go into shock.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, I may have gotten into the little guy's candy dish, too. The candy bag from Halloween.
Yeah.
Nestle's Crunch, Nestle, but they were the little ones.
Yeah, how many little ones?
I knew you'd ask that question. Yeah, don't ask that. Don't ask questions I'm not going to answer.
Gas or electric?
You yeah, gas or electric, we need to know.
Electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Okay. Do you want solar or plug-in?
Solar would be fun.
Right?
A solar?
Plug-in, of course.
A solar
48
one.
Volt plug-in. Easy Go.
Easy Go is a great brand. It's a great brand.
Reconditioned.
Oh, reconditioned.
And but you would also accept
in
plug
beige
car?
Or white. Beige or white. That's the color restriction.
What about...
Shocker, we've got that at this place, right, boy?
Especially after yesterday's show.
Shocker, we got that.
So you couldn't roll up, say you had a custom one donated to you with that was red and it was a Rolls Royce style.
Right. Yeah.
You have can't
to,
do that?
I have to send it to the junkyard. It's got to be pretty standard.
God.
Or you could recondition it.
Did you get Rob a glass? Did you get him a shot glass?
I did. And if there's one thing I know about Rob, it is comedy. He is a funny fellow. So I got him
he's
a plain.
Who are you?
That was so sincere the way I said that. He's all right.
There's one thing I know about Dan O'Brien is he's a fellow, and I mean that, and I appreciate that.
He's a good. I could see Dan O'Brien like back in Abe Lincoln's day. You know, huzzah,
yeah.
huzzah, with the big lamb chop sideburns. You know, All right, what did you get for Rob?
I got him a shot glass that reads, "Somebody went to New Orleans, and all I got was this empty shot glass."
Oh, stop that. It's a gift he got for you. I think it's very generous.
I can drink Crown out of this.
Well, let's give him a round of applause. Is that it?
I have one more.
Yeah, one more. Oh, okay, remember, Pony works on the show as well.
Pony works on the show.
Yeah. I was
Pony doesn't need a shot glass. He's going to Japan. Whoa.
Hey, look, it's Mike's golf cart.
It's electric.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Driving on my golf cart all around. Yeah. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Driving on my golf cart in my little neighborhood. Golf cart making the sound like chitty bang bang. But it really says, you are racist, 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 you are racist. No, I'm sorry. All
Excuse right, me, Mr. O'Mara, your golf cart is green. We're going to have to confiscate that.
I'm terribly sorry. We are sending it away. The greatest game ever told. Whatever. What? All right, what do you have, Dan? I'm sorry. What's the movie? It was on the Golf Channel the other night. It's called The Greatest Game Ever, or The
Greatest Game Ever Played, right?
The Greatest Game Ever Played, starring, and you know what ruins it?
What?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, of course. He ruins everything.
Yeah, he ruins everything. He ruins a lot of movies he's in. Yeah. I don't like him. I don't like
You know what he is? He's a jerk.
You know what movie I liked him in? When he's next door, when he's the next door neighbor to the killer.
Oh, House Arrest?
Disturbia.
Disturbia. Yeah. Great Shia LaBeouf movie. Yeah. All right, Dan, present your last gift.
So I was looking for a shot glass for Pony, but unfortunately they didn't have any hentai shot glasses.
Well, hold it, but if there's one thing you know about Pony, what is it?
He is a fine fellow.
Yes, that's right.
So I couldn't find a shot glass that would work for him, so I just got him a pack of Winston Reds.
Wonderful.
Yes, well done.
Dan O'Brien, what lovely gifts you got for everybody. That's fantastic.
Where's your present for Maddie?
Damn.
Is Maddie here? Is Maddie here?
No. Well, why would she? Why would you come to a party where there's no present for you?
Yeah, there's no present.
There's no present for Maddie.
Can I leave now?
I wish you
would. There we go. That's it. Thank you. Dan O'Brien, ladies
and
gentlemen. Failure. Yeah, that's right. You've got time. You've got time to run to the drugstore and get her something nice.
Some nylons?
Yeah, or chocolate bars. That's right. It always gets back to WW2. That's right. And then maybe she'll let you invade her town.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The stewardess said, both pilots.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Doctor, I've checked everyone. Mr. Stryker's the only one.
What flying experience have you had?
Oh, I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Besides, I haven't touched any kind of plane in 6 years.
Look at him laugh. Look at Rob laughing.
Dr. Rumick says the sick people are getting worse and we're running out of time.
I've got to concentrate. I've got to concentrate. Hello?
Hello?
Echo.
Echo. Echo.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Borbón. Manny Mota.
Mota.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. Johnny, how much more coffee?
No, thanks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Johnny.
Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now.
In now.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Blue Apron.
Yay.
Hey, Carly, you want to do the Blue Apron commercial with me?
Pinch hitting for Mike O'Mara, Carla O'Mara.
I can, because of my skill as a cunning mimic, I can actually... here she is. I was going to do it. And now...
Please, please, please. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm to the studio, studio, studio. My. Wipe, wipe, wipe. Carla. Mara. Woo! Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Do you love Blue? What do you like about Blue Apron the most?
It's fun and easy.
That's right. It's very fun and easy. I love my Blue Apron. It delivers recipes, but not just any recipe. What kind of recipe?
Seasonal.
That's right. Recipes don't repeat within a year, so you'll never get bored. And with no weekly commitment, you only get deliveries
want them.
How would you like some crispy, wild Alaskan pollock and garlic mashed potatoes with roasted broccoli and tartar sauce? Does that sound good?
I want it now.
Oh, it's fantastic. Or cheesy broccoli, baked pasta with crispy thyme breadcrumbs. Oh, my goodness.
Shut the front door.
Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook.
Or they'll make it right.
That's right. Check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first order with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You will love how good it feels.
And taste.
To create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron.
So don't wait.
That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is
a better way to cook.
Thank you, Carla O'Mara. Woo! There she goes. God bless you.
That was just like when Joy used to sit in with Regis.
It's wonderful, wasn't it?
Perfect.
I was just pointing at
pretty
that.
Pretty good.
It was good.
Pretty good.
Didn't even
pretty
know that was coming. That was welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone.
Business of show.
It's great to be with you, one and all, and I am experiencing the last day of the post-New Orleans festivities,
sure.
And I will tell you that I have a food hangover based on a new addiction that I have to conquer. If I do not conquer this addiction, it will kill me, because I really do believe that this food product that I am ingesting, that no good comes of it. If I really wanted to go for a, as Oscar likes to call it, a deep dive,
yeah.
I would bring the box in, but I'm not going to do that. Carla, could you bring the big box of the donut cereal in here, please?
Oh, so it's not kale that you're eating?
We're taping a little later today, so I normally don't get a chance to rely upon her for my show assistant, but I'm doing it today.
Oh, Vanna.
I am addicted to children's sugary cereals, and Carla keeps them in the house for the purposes of treats for my little guy, and I get to say it.
The kids like it.
The kids like it.
That's right.
But, well, no, Daddy, I've killed a box of Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries, and now I give you probably the most dangerous cereal known to mankind. It is the Cap'n Crunch
Sprinkled donut crunch. Hey, it's naturally and artificially flavored.
Oh my God!
I didn't know Captain Crunch had so many different iterations. I remember.
I know. I didn't
the berries.
Either.
I remember that.
I think Captain Crunch has a they sort of have a fan base in Florida, so maybe they spread a little wider down there.
Got it. You know what? Lick it, Loudon boy. A fan base in Florida, like they wouldn't have a sugary cereal in your suburban Mecca.
We mostly head over to the Safeway and buy granola. You know, all natural granola.
Yeah, that's all you have is honey nut O's at Wegmans.
Hey, Wegmans.
All right,
How much does that box of cereal cost? Because when I was a kid, my mom would never buy unhealthy cereals for whatever reason, but she wouldn't also buy them because they're expensive.
Well, you know, cereal actually rebranded itself about 4 years ago. What they did is they got rid of all the coupons and lowered the prices across the board.
Well, so let me give you the price, though. What I'll do with the price is I will scan the barcode, okay? This cereal is $63.47.
So what, like $4 still?
Distributed by the Quaker Oats Company, P.O. Box 049003, Chicago, Illinois, 60604.
This is really, really donut style.
Probably four and a quarter, I bet.
Yummy.
Now, on the back, it says, grab a pen, take turns connecting the donuts. When you complete a square, you get a point. This is it. Are we raising a generation of dullards? Are we? I say, is it no surprise that we're sitting there going, what do we have for the new flavors of Starbucks this Christmas season?
They might as well say on the back of Captain Crunch, grab a pen, stick it in your eye.
Absolutely.
Get a point.
Corn flour, sugar, whole grain oat flour, multicolored sprinkles, sugar, corn starch, confectioner's glaze, yellow 5, red 3, Carnauba wax, blue number one lake. What the hell is that? They get it out of a lake or so? red number 40, yellow number 6, blue number 2, lake. brown sugar, palm and or coconut oil, salt, natural and artificial flavor, caramel color, reduced iron. Not niacinamide, zinc oxide, thiamine monoterate, riboflavin, cydruxine, hydrochloride, BHT,
a preservative,
sure, and folic acid. And then a hashtag, one of the B vitamins. There we are.
Well, that's, they don't want to be too specific because the people over at Kellogg's will steal the recipe.
That's rich in Cap'n Crunch's Sprinkle Donut Crunch, naturally and artificially flavored.
You know who couldn't eat that is Mac, because Mac, between the two shows, asked me about carbs. He said, I should be eating less carbs. What has carbs in it? And I gave him a list this of some does. Things, and I said, you know what? Breakfast cereal will be loaded with carbs, so stay away from the Donut Crunch, Mac.
What are you eating? Oh, right now. You got a sample?
Yummy,
yummy. You know,
standalone, too.
Does it? But wouldn't it be better with some nice cold whole milk?
Why don't you take care of your erection right now? Because I know you get, I mean, you get more
Wait
gay
a second.
About food. Yes. And I should know that's an insult to gay people. I'm sorry. When I say gay for food, that means you love food. And
very
I use
happy.
Gay as love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I do that.
Well,
okay?
He wants to make love with the food.
Yeah,
if the donuts are going to have to be bigger. If I'm going to rail against political incorrectness, ladies and gentlemen, I certainly can't make a statement like that. My sincere apologies. But you love food more than
I do.
Than anyone.
I do.
You love it more than anyone.
What's the flavor profile? Is it just like a sweet, like a vanilla glaze? Or
it is like Cap'n Crunch, but it does have that little donut-y. They put something in there, artificial, that gave you a little donut-y quality to it, which is pretty darn fabulous. And I'm telling you, if you want to throw health to the wind, I'm endorsing this cereal right here. This is fantastic stuff. Do you have a favorite breakfast cereal, Rob, if you're really going to go
Absolutely.
For a decadent breakfast cereal?
Without a doubt, without hesitation, Frankenberries.
Frankenberries, really? So the specialty Halloween cereal.
It only comes out once a year, so we usually get three or four boxes. But the
Oscar,
kids will beat me to it.
Do you have a favorite, a breakfast cereal?
Yes, it's Cheerios.
Boo! Yeah, bring it in here, Cheerios.
It's
terrible.
Cheerios even have a bad texture. Take the flavor out of it.
A place in my heart, and I've mentioned this before, is Product 19.
Oh, God. Product 19. No, that's not good.
Television's
not a fun
Lindsay
one.
Wagner loves Product 19.
Product 19. What do you think of Product? What do you think of Product 19, audience? I agree.
I do have a year-round second favorite that is a consistent.
We're
going
to get back to you, okay, Mr. Arbuckle? We will come back. We're actually doing the circle right now. I know you've got cereals you'd like to talk about.
He's doing a circle.
They're probably about a dozen.
I just know that when you ask Pony, you're going to be disappointed.
All right, Pony, what is your favorite cereal?
I like Frosted Flakes. They're pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
That's
the audience
solid,
is shocked by that.
And
yes,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's a fabulous sugary cereal.
Yes, that's my year-round favorite.
Let's bring our interns in on this as well. Mac, what is your favorite breakfast cereal?
Fruit Loops.
That's good. Okay. That's standard, but it's a go-to. Dan O'Brien, you got a favorite sugar? Why are you playing the cereal? Oh, cereal. Why are you playing? I was just about to ask Rob, why are you playing the cereal?
Sometimes the answer is in the question.
Dan O'Brien, what's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, it's very strong.
Can you start the cereal music again?
I can.
All right, here we go. I'll try to do this. I'll try to wing this right now. All right. It was late at night. Mike O'Mara was having a real sugar crush. He'd just come back from New Orleans, and he could eat whatever he wanted, and he was so out of control. He decided that he would go into the kids' pantry and grab some cereal, a sugary cereal. He saw Sprinkle Donut Crunch sitting on there on the first shelf, and you know what? He really couldn't control himself. Thank you. Anyway, that's
art form.
It is beautiful. It is wondrous.
That grabbed people, didn't it? When that podcast came out, that put podcasts. Yeah.
Oh, that
on
invented podcasts. Yeah. Ask anybody. Yeah. Even though we'd already been on 5 years.
Like, like cereal.
Cereal is good. Cereal is good food. Cool. Anyway, so the point I was trying to make that I started an hour and a half ago is the fact that when you eat this cereal, you wake up in the morning with a hangover. You get a sugar hangover, and then it affects your bowels in a very, very bad way. It's just bad for you. It's bad. You can tell by the feeling in your gut. You can tell by the color of the that comes out. It's nasty stuff. So beware if you eat that cereal.
I think I know where they get the donut flavor, because you're reading the ingredients. There's two different kinds of oil in it. Mm-hmm. And that's not common for a breakfast cereal, I don't think. So yeah, but it's got a fat profile in it.
Are we not the king of that food stuff in the world? I mean, breakfast cereal.
Oh,
I think
really, yeah.
If you brought breakfast cereal to the Middle East where they have all the problems and stuff, I think you'd have happier kids. Just ply them with sugar. That's all you need to do. I think it's a marvelous
idea. You'd have hyperactive soldiers. Out on the battlefield shaking.
Yes, the hyperactive soldiers. Beware of that. We have to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, did we even start the show? We started the show, right?
Yeah, we did. Remember, it was the echo.
Fridays get me so confused. They really, really do.
So much going on.
Yeah, but at least Shark Tank's on tonight.
Yes, the show runs so long on Friday. When we come back, it's Food Friday, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to ask why Rob was at Ben's Chili Bowl.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Because Rob records everything he does, and we knew he was at the Chili Bowl, and I want to find out why he was there. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, you graduated with honors, and I'm swamped with finals. Can you help me with my homework?
You bet, Ashley. What's up?
Find the integral of e to the negative x squared.
Ah, the integral of e to... Well, with the e and the negative is going to be... you have a number one. Negative with... what you got to do is a number...
I think I'll just order the book through Amazon.
Oh, if you think that's best.
If you need anything... Even help with homework. Be sure to click the Amazon tab through our website at michaelmarishow.com.
I'm more of an English guy.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
I don't know why they're so upset with that. The audience is so booey today.
Maybe they want shot glasses.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Hims. Men, look around during the holidays. Are you thinking maybe I should have taken a better care of myself this year? You have a desire for stuff like maybe fuller hair, better skin, maybe even to last longer in bed? Hey, luckily the solution is here. I have a resource for you, a resource you are truly going to enjoy. Hims, H-I-M-S. It is the wellness brand for the modern man. It's all you need to treat hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more, all from the comfort of your own home. Hims is trusted. It offers FDA-approved, medical-grade products, personalized recommendations, plus convenient, confidential online consultations with a licensed doctor. Hims is easy. There's no waiting room, no uncomfortable time with the nurse, no pharmacy lines, and all products are shipped directly to your door. Plus, Hims is affordable. You get big savings on prescriptions and generics at a fraction of the price. Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. Get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair up to a $67 value for just $5 today while supplies last. Our listeners can get started today for just $5. See the website for full details. Do your future self a favor and try Hims today. Go to forhims.com/TMOS. That's forhims.com/TMOS. forhims.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Welcome back to the program, the Friday Fest, as we like to call it.
Yes.
I will tell you that Rob Spiewak does occasionally drop a picture online that fascinates me, and it didn't fascinate me because he was in a hot dog joint. It fascinated me because he was in a hot dog joint in the heart, in the center of Washington, D.C., and it's not like him to stay in the city. As soon as the show is over, he normally blasts out of the studio as fast as his little or his big legs can carry him, and he heads out to Leesburg, Virginia. What were you doing at Ben's Chili Bowl?
Back in the city.
I actually had to come, pardon me, back into town. I can't tell if that was onion or cheese. I had to come back into town because Julia had a concert she wanted to go to with her not boyfriend Carter. You know Carter. It's not her boyfriend.
And, Carter Page, the same guy that's testifying on the Hill.
That's the guy, yeah.
The Russian agent.
It would be so awkward for them to date because of the age difference.
Have you seen that guy? Have you seen Carter Page from the... get a picture of this guy, Carter Page. Carter Page is... was a Trump official.
Okay.
And when they get in trouble, they distance themselves from him.
Central Casting.
Like every villain in Central Casting. And the thing about
this dude,
when he goes on TV, he smirks. He smiles. Did you have contact with the Russian government? Well, I don't know, did I? He's this strange guy. That's the only Carter I can think of. So Carter is her non-boyfriend
right.
boyfriend.
And they had tickets to see there was three bands playing, none of which I had ever heard of, and none of which I can even recall. That's
were you
going
to go to the show, or were you just going to drop off?
Certainly not. But it okay. was at the Rock and Roll Hotel, which is on H Street.
Yes.
And Pony, I got to see our streetcar. Which
oh,
is
yay.
Very exciting. And I don't understand how it works because the streetcar is actually on the road and the tracks are on the road. And
bunch
then there
crap.
Are people driving on the streetcar
driving
tracks.
Driving and walking.
And so it troubles me. What if the streetcar comes and hits your car? Shouldn't you not drive on the lane that has the tracks on it for the streetcar? You're a city guy. What's the policy?
So, A, you just swerve out of its way.
Okay.
B.
But it's okay to drive on their tracks if there's no streetcar coming?
If there's no streetcar. But
so, streetcar.
You remember the song.
Also, yeah. the streetcar is in its first phase, and there's a lot of controversy in the city because it only goes so far.
yeah.
right?
And there's a lot of wiggle. And the streetcar doesn't appear all that steady.
Did you
steady.
Ride it?
No, but I saw it. I seen it.
Wiggling down
so,
the road.
So I dropped off.
I'd like you to be exactly the way you are, because in all my experience, I've never known anyone like you. Blanche DuBois. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Stella.
Yes. Stella. I was Mitch in Streetcar Named Desire.
Were you?
Yes. Yes.
I always when I think of you, I always think of you as the captain and the miracle worker.
No, I was. I was actually. I was Mitch, who was the...
Hey!
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 Hey! I was thinner then, you know?
All aboard!
Where do I put my quarter? I don't mind you being older than what I thought, but all the rest of that, that pitch about your ideals being so old-fashioned, and all of that malarkey that you've been dishing out all summer. Oh, I knew you weren't 16 anymore, but I was fool enough to believe you were straight.
Yeah.
That's Mitch. That's Mitch from Estreca. Got a standing Woo! Ovation for that performance, by the way. Yes, I remember that. I like you to be exactly the way you are, because in all my experience, I've never known anyone like you. Anyway,
the weird thing is it was the third grade play.
It's a very lightweight alpaca, Rob. It's a very lightweight alpaca. So streetcar, I don't know where I was.
So we were talking about the streetcar. It's on H Street downtown. And so as I was dropping the kids off, I was getting closer and closer, and Julia said, "Look, Dad. Ben's Chili Bowl." And I went, "Huh?" I said, "Oh, that's good." Because it's not the actual original.
Did you have both kids in the car?
No, I had Carter and Julia. I was
Where'd you go? Did you go to pick him? Did you drive up to pick him up?
No, he lives across the street. He lives less than a mile away, so that's easy.
From D.C.?
He lives in Leesburg.
From the house.
Oh, he lives in Leesburg, yeah, so he came to the house.
Yeah, he's another Tuscarora Husky. So I picked up the kids, and we drove them downtown and dropped them, and then I beelined to Ben's. And I had two half smokes all the way.
So your daughter pointed that out to
yes.
you on the way to drop them off at mm-hmm. Where was the concert, by the way?
Concert is at a place called Rock and Roll Hotel. It was about three or four blocks from Ben's. And so I just doubled
back.
Is
that a new joint in D.C., the Rock
I think
and Roll Hotel?
No, it's been there for some time.
Didn't they just revamp it?
Yeah, but as far as venues and music venues go, it's becoming a staple in the city for some, I guess I would say for the past 5-10 years.
And they've really gentrified this neighborhood.
Because that neighborhood was not the neighborhood Mike, you surely would never drive before the gentrification.
So it's in a rough neighborhood of D.C.
It's still kind of rough in patches.
A little
yes.
dicey, okay. yeah. So we dropped them there, and I watched them get in. Okay, they had their tickets already. And then I went to Ben's and hung there. And then it was 9 o'clock, and Ben's is closed. And I don't know when the concert is going to end. And they say, "Well, you can go to Ben's upstairs." And I said, "What's all this then?"
What's and Ben's upstairs?
That's what I asked, because this is not the original Ben's location on
U
Street.
You dropped them off and had two half-smoked, like, with everything. What is everything, by the way?
Cheese, chili, mustard, onions, and a little bit of love.
Okay.
Ben's right, upstairs is where they know to send the fatties to sit.
Right. It's a bar. It's a fully functioning bar.
Did you stay at
Ben's
the whole time you were waiting for them to go to the concert?
Yeah, I went up and I surfed Facebook and I had myself some sodas and I sat at the bar and I absorbed the
atmosphere. How long did you spend in the hot dog joint?
The hot dog joint I was at from like 7:30 till 9, and then Ben's upstairs from 9 until 10:40.
Jesus, you are the Uber parent of Uber parents.
Well,
you
also,
are like... What other parent would do that? Would be so dedicated, just waiting for his son.
Well, it was either that or could drive back home and then drive back into the city. That seems dumb. So,
doesn't she have her license yet?
She hasn't taken behind the wheel yet.
Oh, okay.
She's
still not motivated to get her license.
You guys are burying the lead. First off, we know that he's a good dad, right? We
yes.
just know that.
Well, I don't know if it's
right.
good or but, just in, but, so indulgent.
But Julia knows her father better than anyone. And if she wants alone time with her beau, she just
send him to a hot dog joint.
Send him to a hot dog. She said, "Hey, Dad, look, there's a hot dog. I'm not going to make out with my boyfriend around the corner of the concert the entire night."
It wasn't premeditated. She spotted it on the way.
She was looking for something.
She was like,
What time did the concert start?
The doors open at 7. Band starts at 8. We got there a little after 7.
A lot of time for the, you know.
What time was the arranged pickup?
The arranged pickup was when the third band was over.
Jesus, you are an indulgent parent.
I wish I had 4 hours with my girlfriend in high school.
She bought her own tickets.
Wow.
So, you know what?
But I mean, wow.
I know. But
how
she had a great time.
Convenient for you.
Well, you know what? What would I have been doing at home? Eating and drinking.
Did she have
Might as well do it in the city.
Jesus, you are easygoing. Oh, my God. But she'll love you. She'll love you to the day
she's very sweet.
And you know what? Well, that's 5 more days.
So did you just have two? Did you just have two hot dogs?
Just two. Oh, and they have the refillable sodas, of course. Yeah.
Do they have any sugar items? Do they have anything sweet, like ice cream
They
or anything?
Do have ice cream and shakes and also pre-sliced pieces of cake, but they didn't look very appealing.
Ah, yeah. Cake is always a little rough.
It is a little rough.
So it was just the chili dogs?
And that's all you need. Well, they're half-smoked if you want to be really, you know,
And you had
accurate.
To pick her up at what time? You dropped off at 7, and what time did you have to pick her up?
She texted me after every band, kept me updated as to what was going on, and she said, the band is finishing up. The line for merch is long. I'll text you when that's over. And I picked her up, I think, 10:40, 10:45.
10:47.
Man.
So four hours.
Well, we had to leave. We left Leesburg at 6.
You could like
five hours.
Yeah. It's a nice trip in any time of day.
5 hours for teenage hormones, let me tell you.
Yeah.
There are not many parents that would do that. That would actually drop off and wait. And you're right, coming in that far, coming into DC.
I wouldn't see my father for 5 hours a week.
That's amazing. That's stunning.
Right. It's not anything that she asks very often. And you know what? She's a good kid. Her grades are strong. She bought her own tickets. And so what, you know?
What about this dude, Carter? I mean, what about his mom and dad? Why couldn't you do the drop-off and have another parent do the pickup?
Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me if you're already down there.
Why don't they drive themselves?
No, it doesn't make sense for you to drive back to Leesburg and then drive back in. Makes total sense for you to do the drop-off. You go home and have your evening, and
50-50.
The other parent comes in late. Of course.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
What are Carter's parents getting away with this for?
Carter's parents, leave them out of it.
What
They're
about
fine.
An Uber? Split the Uber. Send them there, send them back.
I think what we did worked out just fine.
I just was asking, was it ever brought up that you would have that? Have they done enough lifting?
I wouldn't know Carter's parents if they came up and kicked me in the knee. Oh. I don't know.
So you've never met the parents?
That's some recon.
But Carter I know quite well.
What if the father looks like James Franco from Spring Breakers?
Then I'd probably give him a kiss. I'd say, you're
Spring
a handsome
bride.
Fella.
Spring Bride.
Age straight.
So I always love to analyze the ABCs of easygoing you.
Okay.
And just to find out how the thing germinates, because it's you drove in and you say very casually that you, and this is where you are a better man than Oscar or I.
I wouldn't say that. I'd just say
you
different.
Are better. You do these things and you don't, you know, by the way, there's a wife at work here. There's another set of parents, but who's the guy that goes in and spends 6 hours? These are hours, by the way, and I hate to say this, but once again, the narcissistic me comes out. These are hours that would benefit this show. These are hours that would truly benefit this show. Just the energy level after New Orleans. 7 hours of your day is spent driving in and sitting around waiting for a concert to be over. Like you have a meaningless life when you have a wife, you have two other parents, and you are the man that does seven hours in D.C.
I will say this. You know what? There is a part, and it's up to 7 now. It was actually 6, remember? And it started
9
at 5.
9 hours in the nation's capital.
But I will say this, as a parent, I felt a little more comfortable being a mile away while she was at the concert, even if I wasn't at the concert, in case something went down, I could be there in 3 minutes.
And we did. But we have told him to get out of his radius. Like, he can't go to 5 Guys every day and talk about that. At least he went out of town, right?
And I found Ben's upstairs. But he is. I've never said anything. When I give Rob a hard time, it's out of pure envy that I would not have the chip. If somebody said to me, in any of my marriages, and my children said that, and my son, who I adore, said to me, Dad, there's a concert in D.C. I need you to drop me off and then wait for me while the concert goes on. So make the hour and a half drive into D.C., drop the kids off, and then let the kids see not one, not two, three bands, us up at 10 o'clock, and then drive. So you left Leesburg at 6 o'clock.
It was basically a 6 to midnight investment.
Affair. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
6 hours.
What a great 6 hour, 6 hour commitment.
And you know what? She had a blast.
But what about the other parents? Was it ever even discussed?
No.
That you drop off and they'd pick up?
No. And you know what? I don't much care about that because you know what? As I said, don't know those parents. Know me. Know that I'm going to be safe. Know that I will take care of my daughter. Lucky the Carter's safe too.
That's a dedicated father right there. That's parenting 101 in my opinion right there. That's a dedicated father. That I hope she, you know, you go like that, but because you're you, because you don't know.
Nobody would ever do that that I know.
Nobody would do that. Nobody would do that.
Other than Rob.
That's you, Rob.
And you know
that's
what? You. Carter's a funny kid, too. Fun to talk to those guys in the car. I like that.
That's good. You've never met Carter's parents?
Never have. I understand there are parents.
What's his story? Yeah.
Very skinny. Skinny? Very skinny. Might need a haircut. Funny kid, though. Seems polite.
Anemic?
Calls me Mr. Spiewak. I like
this. This is, there's one thing that you take for granted your own dedication as a father. But one thing that you lack, and everybody out in suburban land lacks, there is the lack of acknowledgement, it seems to me sometimes. Was there any indication by Carter's parents that you safely got their son to and from D.C. and chaperoned him for the entire evening, keeping him, as you said, a mile away and safe? Will there be any acknowledgement on their part?
Perhaps.
Just like there was never, there won't be, because there was never an acknowledgement with Jabril either. All you do is give on this.
Poor Jabril. He'll be home for the holidays soon. I can't wait to see him. But you know what? Wonderful. I will say this about Carter is that he's respectful, looks me in the eye, gives me a firm handshake, calls me Mr. Spiewak, and thanked me at the beginning, the end, and the middle of the trip both times. He was very appreciative.
Why don't you look at Rob and call him Mr. Spiewak? Maybe get a ride into work every day. That would be spectacular.
I don't want him to come to my home.
But how come there's no interaction between your daughter's boyfriend and you?
Not her boyfriend. I don't know. Her best friend Evie, I finally met her parents at a theater event, and they were very, very nice. And it was cool because, you know what? They had an equally high opinion of Julia as I do of Evie. So that was a nice little connection to make because Julia spends a substantial amount of time at their house as she does at mine. And it's nice to know that she's well-regarded by the other parents.
I'm taking cues from you. As a matter of fact, Sunday I'm going to a barbecue at the home of a classmate of my son's.
Are you really?
And, oh, nice.
Yep, an
Look
afternoon barbecue. Yep, yep. And it's going to be looking forward to it.
You know what you should do?
We'll ask the parents
if they can give you a ride.
I don't need to know
that. We're
going to
leave the house at 12 noon and we'll be home at midnight.
Okay. Are you ready for Nikki?
And I won't be actually attending the barbecue. I'll just be waiting for Carla out in the driveway.
Eating a chili dog. Are you ready for Nikki?
Nikki Diamond.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Nikki Diamond. All right, we're going to talk football with Nikki Diamond, but really more or less. I heard that there were some Nikki Diamond spottings in New Orleans.
What?
I heard he snuck in under the radar. I didn't see him. Let's find out if he was there when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men, the class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. If you need to lose weight or you want to look your best for the holidays, or just improve your general physical well-being, all you need is Beachbody On Demand. How good is Beachbody On Demand?
No excuses when you have it on your phone or your tablet.
It's online fitness streaming service. It gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Get it on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Sorry about that. Work out whenever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. Programs like PIO, P90X, T25, 21-day fix, Insanity, and so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. With over 600 different workouts, there will be something for you. And for nutrition, check out Fixate. Yes. That is the brand new show that teaches you how to cook meals, and they're healthy, and they're delicious, and they're simple. Beachbody On Demand, a brand new service, but already over a million folks getting in shape because of Beachbody On Demand. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free trial membership. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very, very excited because... Stranger Things is getting ready to wrap up, but it's moving too slow for me.
Really?
Patience,
I don't know what that
patience.
Segue was, but that was a terrible patience. Segue. I'm not happy with Stranger Things, to be perfectly honest with you.
What about 11? She's great.
It just doesn't seem to be moving at the pace that I want it to move at. I understand that there's a living organism, and then there are these creepy crawler things that are coming out of the ground, and then if they burn it, the kid gets a pain in his stomach, and then there's a redhead that one of the girls in love with, and then they've got the two kids, the one that was busted for coke at the airport.
Oh, the blow
that's
guy,
like,
yeah.
They're doing almost a kiddie porn thing, and it's just, Oscar, you tell me that the end of the season, the final push will be better. I'm in the middle of it right now.
Oh, look, as far as the season's concerned, I don't want to give you any spoilers, but it will be a win. Just like we would love a win for this season with Nicky Diamond, as we need to get to his picks because he's on
Johnny,
the line.
Johnny segue.
I forgot. I lost my place in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's bring him in. Look at Pony. That's
talk
the only
about
part.
Stranger
that
Things.
That is the only part of the show that Pony has any interest in or joy in is when I screw up. That's when he is captivated.
I was clapping
he sits
for Nicky.
Up in his chair. He loves that. He gets excited when Mike screws up. Yes, I did, Pony. I screwed up. Look at it. Get excited. Yeah, baby.
Hey, Mike, that's why he never laughs, because you so seldom screw up.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Let's bring him in. Nicky Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada. Nicky, how are you, my friend?
Well, gentlemen, how are we doing, fellas?
We're doing well. Nicky, I have to get this out right at the beginning, that there were rumors that were floating around the TMOS family in New Orleans that you were spotted in the Big Easy. I never saw you personally, but I heard that there was a chance that you were in New Orleans. Do you care to refute that, or was your presence in New Orleans?
I care to confirm that.
Oh, you were in the Big Easy.
I showed up to the House of Blues. My name was not on the list. Who do I have to talk to?
Well, no, hold on, Nicky. You never told us you were coming to New Orleans. I would have put you on a guest list if I'd known you were coming.
No worries. I saw Merle Rogers on the way out. I found out two things. She's married, and that her husband can't handle the alcohol. You know what I'm saying?
Nicky, do you mean to tell me that you went to the House of Blues and they didn't let you in the venue to see the show?
That's exactly what I'm telling you, Mike. They did not let me in. It was sold out. Congrats to you guys. Thanks a lot for not caring about me. But I ran into Merle. A.K.A. Yes, Yes, the Clown.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Nicky, Nicky, were you surprised that Merle was a Mrs. Merle?
Well, you know, I don't really care about that, but she's lost a few pounds, so maybe that's her saying to this guy, you better step up, buddy, because I'm on the way out. Nicky's in town.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Nicky. Yes, the Clown.
Sorry, Merle. Okay.
Nicky, did you stay in town through Sunday for the big Saints game? A lot of people were talking about that big game on Sunday.
Well, I bet a lot of money on the Saints, and that came back nice. As a matter of fact, I was a little light on money, but I ran into your that Adrian fella, your manager guy. I think that's what
he's
he called
himself. He's not a manager.
Himself.
Nicky.
He's Mike's
Adrian
personal
Garcia,
manager.
Adrian Garcia is not our manager. I hope he wasn't telling people that he was my manager.
You That's it. I needed some cash. He said he gave me a few $100. Yeah, there's plenty more where that came from.
Jesus. Oh, don't know where he got the money. I mean, I really don't. Nikki, did you get a chance to visit the gambling emporium in New Orleans, the fabulous Harrah's Casino?
Yeah, I'm no longer allowed in Harrah's Casino.
So. Is there a reason for that?
Hey, if something happened in Vegas years ago, whatever, you know.
Were you a card counter or something like that?
Yeah, something to that. I got in a hot streak. They said I was counting cards. Clearly, I'm an idiot. How can I count cards?
But they banned you from. Are you banned from many hotels in Las Vegas? Because Nikki, you know, we're thinking about doing the show from Las Vegas next year, and we'd love to have your presence felt out there. It would be wonderful.
It's just a hop, skip, and a perump away, if you will.
Are you back in the great state of Nevada now, Nick?
I am back. It's lovely to be back home with the roommates. But yeah, I'm back. But
hello
for me. Your manager, very good people.
Adrian's not my manager. Did the co-eds miss you? The frat boys, did they miss you while you were gone?
They didn't know I was gone. Actually, they didn't really like.
How many of them are there again?
Seven.
It's,
I think.
You know, 3 to 9. I can't really keep up.
3 to 9.
Yeah. He can count cards, but he doesn't know how many people he lives with.
3 to 9. Well, Nikki, we're settling in now to the NFL, the heart of the NFL, the teams that are crapping out, like the New York Giants falling by the wayside.
People are losing their quarterbacks.
They're not going to be in the hunt. It's a very, very exciting season. I leave it up to you with the Merle and your pick of the week. Go ahead, Nikki, take it away.
Well, we'll go ahead and start off with the Merle. The Atlanta Falcons, you know, they choked away the Super Bowl. They're still feeling the effects of that. They're 4-4. They need to step up. Now is the time. They're at home against the Cowboys. They will rise up. They're given 3 points. They'll win by a touchdown. It's the Merle. It's a sure thing, baby. The Falcons given 3.
Nice.
And then your diamond pick of the week. Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers is nothing. It's like the Mike O'Mara show without Pony Boy. They got nothing, and they're going to Chicago. Jordan Howard is going to run the ball down their throat. Set them all on playdraft.com. The diamond pick of the week. Light him up, baby!
Oh, my God. Let him go have his aneurysm. There he goes.
Wow.
I week no 10. Idea.
Yeah. Week 10. And he has 3 to 9 roommates.
I had no idea that while we were in there performing on stage, that waiting out on Decatur Street was one Nick Diamond, who was not allowed into the show.
Nicholas Diamond.
Diamond was unable to make it to the program.
Can you see him at the box office? Can you look under Nicholas Diamond?
Yeah, I picture some bar in the French Quarter of New Orleans with Nikki Diamond walking up, seeing Merle Rogers and saying, "Merle, it's Nikki." And then Nikki says, "Hi, Nikki, it's Merle, and here's my husband." And his face falls to the ground. His sure thing is no longer
sure things
sure
with
thing.
Another ding-a-ling.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God. Merle Rogers, by the way, probably wins the award for being in the most locations. Would it be Merle or Ronique or Linda Herrera?
I say it's when I would see Merle, it was almost like being at Disneyland. You know how they have a different Mickey in every quadrant of the park? It's like there was a Merle everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
You never saw them together.
I may have smoked with Merle. I'm not sure, though. I don't know. I can't keep it all straight. There are Steffs and Merle, and I don't want to get into
Gale
in trouble.
And Bill and Ronique.
Merle
Bill
was definitely in the know.
She was.
Yeah. How many Merle sightings did you enjoy in New Orleans, Louisiana?
I saw her at every venue we went.
Yeah, and a couple random show-ups as well.
She actually stayed at our hotel while we were in New Orleans. She was actually there.
Well, that's how she paid for the trip, Mike. She's a bed warmer.
No, I didn't say it. I'm kidding, of course. I did see Merle at the breakfast buffet in the morning at the Hampton Inn, and she had a large satchel / purse that she was putting egg products in. And, I didn't buy that line that she had before, like she was going down to serve the homeless in New Orleans, Louisiana. No. I didn't buy that for a second. I'm taking these powdered, pre-made, boxed eggs and
taking them down to the Mississippi.
How many square omelets was she able to stack in her grouch bag, you know?
Is this a red pepper or is it some sort of firework? I'm not really sure. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and that means it's Oscar's take, and we will have that for you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara. Hey, Rob, next week, do we start the Christmas push yet for Amazon? Are we going to be doing that?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. There is a chill in the air, ladies and gentlemen. How cold is it in Washington, D.C. today?
40s.
42 today.
It'll be 22 on Saturday.
Bonte deux, as the French would say.
I can relate. There's a chill in the air, and the days are getting shorter, so now more than ever, you need to save time. Shopping Amazon is the greatest time saver in the world. Be a great time saver like Christopher Anderson, who just bought a Bluetooth-powered ovulation kit. That connects to his phone or her phone. Well, it's Christopher. It's his phone. What the hell is a guy getting an ovulation?
Oh, it monitors her,
you never know.
Dude.
I just think it would be more. That would be more appropriate for like the woman to have that kit than the man.
It monitors the woman so he knows when to go home and bone her.
Yeah, but that's not the guy's thing, right? Well, the guy's not supposed to wait 9 hours outside a concert venue. Anyway, it connects
hey,
to your phone.
Hey, this is not about me, and I had two kids without any trouble.
Which I'm guessing is... set to vibrate.
The ovulation kit is coming.
John Zidell bought a replacement battery for the kid's oral thermometer, much to the joy of all the kids as they stared at the other thermometer. The taste. Scott Warner bought a corn dog maker, or as they call it in the business, a corn dog machine. And Chris Clark bought... Herp Rescue, the number one best formula to clear skin of herpes fast.
Really? That's what he posted.
Kiss me. Don't you see? Can't you see? Amazon truly sells everything. God, they do. We have it on this show every week. Amazon.com. Go through our portal. Changes nothing for you. Do your shopping on Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Very, very important. The TMOS app. Go get it or go to the website. It'll save you time. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it and say goodbye to those pesky mouth sores, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not affect you as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take!
Oscar, a professor in neuroscience at Northwestern University, says the key to happiness is picking the right friends. Because your brain mimics the people you spend time with, and you become more like them. And once you're in sync, you don't focus on minor decisions. You just focus on the stuff that matters, and ultimately, you feel happier. So if you pick good friends, apparently it means you're going to be happier. I was curious about your take on that.
Gentlemen, friends don't pay the bills. So remember this, that when you walk into a classroom, maybe your undergrad in college, you have to be self-aware enough to know what you're great at and what you're not. And sometimes friends that are great at what you're not are friends that you got to get involved with. Right. Now, one guy you should stay away with at all times, and we chronicled on the program this week, is guys like Adrian Garcia.
Yes. There, boy, he's been a punching bag this week.
Yeah,
you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
They'll bring you down.
They'll bring you down. Facebook Oscar is asking users to send the company their nude photos. Now, they're doing this in an effort to tackle revenge porn and give some control back to victims of this type of abuse. Individuals who have shared intimate, nude, or sexual images with partners and are worried that the partner or ex-partner might distribute them without their consent. This is complicated, so bear with me. They can use Messenger to send the images to be hashed.
I've never heard of that term. This means that the company converts the image into a unique digital fingerprint that can be used to identify and block any attempts to re-upload that same image. Mm. Facebook is piloting the technology in Australia in partnership with a government agency headed up by the E-Safety Commissioner, and the image-based abuse is what they're trying to eliminate. Take action before the pictures get posted by somebody who's trying to hurt somebody else.
This is an evolution, gentlemen, of the facial recognition software.
Yes.
But in this case, probably facial recognition software, where if you've got your dong pics on Facebook Messenger,
facial recognition,
they could actually.
It's worth the whole week, right?
Really, it was, wasn't it?
They could hash them to make sure that no one's sharing your dong pics with others, especially with girlfriends that find out you're cheating on them.
Yeah, revenge porn.
Yeah,
you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's take.
Recognition. Yeah. Welcome, Oscar. Dunkin' Donuts announced Wednesday, or as they say down here in Cocoonville, Wednesday. D-E-E-E-E-E. Are you going Tuesday or Wednesday?
This is Sonny Jurgensen, and if you want to have a good company, you have to have a team. Wednesday. Right.
Don't know. Dunkin' Donuts announced Wednesday that they are rolling out several new donuts and a new festive joy cup design for the holiday season. New cookie-flavored donuts, along with the cups, are expected to be available at Dunkin's by November 20th. The new donut flavors are, write it down, kids.
Yes.
Frosted sugar cookie, gingerbread cookie, and snowflake sprinkle. The sprinkle flavor will also be available, yeah, I agree, Rob, in munchkin form. Yeah,
munchkin!
Those are the little bites, that the little donut holes that they also sell that they used to throw in the trash. Peppermint mocha and brown sugar cinnamon-flavored diabetes coffees are also returning. Duncan says its new cup design incorporates seasonal graphic icons to stir up the warm, nostalgic feelings associated with this special time of the year. And I was curious as to what your take is on this.
Gentlemen, this is the reason why Insulin Nation is booming. It is absolutely booming.
Big pancreas?
I feel like we'll find out in the Panama Papers that somehow Dunkin' Donuts has a stake in big diabetes, right?
Killing like, American
like there
citizens.
There is a pharmaceutical company out there that's invested heavily in Dunkin' Donuts because every year they say, how are we going to get the insulin sales up? They coincide. One market begets the other. Yeah. So watch out.
My question would be, when are Dunkin' going to release those interdiction? I'm sorry. Recognition. Recognition pictures.
Interdiction.
You're listening to Oscar's
Just the holes, Mike.
Yes, just the holes.
Oscar's take. Holes.
Thank you. Oscar, soon you're not going to try to choke down a big bowl of broccoli or spinach. You're going to totally devour a pile of badass beer-blazed broccoli and sexy smoking spinach or something. According to a new study in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, people are much more likely to eat veggies if they are marketed as being cool, sexy, and maybe a little unhealthy. And not just kids, adults, too. The researchers found that when they packaged vegetables like twisted citrus glazed carrots, dynamite chili and tangy lime seasoned beets, and sweet sizzling green beans, people were more likely to buy them and eat them in the United States, which makes for a healthier populace in Insulin Nation, as you like to call it.
Doesn't this fall into the same space of, hey, I'm on a diet, but I just ordered a Caesar salad with all the dressing on it? And if you look at the calories of a Caesar salad, it's more. You might as well get a number one meal from McDonald's, right?
Number one.
Like, it's all about education, but as far as sprinkling a little flavor on a vegetable, I'm with that. I agree that but I don't think it's going to make this country any healthier. What would make them healthier is this, Mike. If you had vegetables that were shaped of dongs, and then you had Facebook map them so people could share them if they wanted.
Dongs into every store. All right, last one. You're into Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar. On Food Friday, a gourmet ice cream company from Portland, Oregon is called Salt and Straw, and it just released 5 new Thanksgiving ice cream flavors, and
here come the guys.
Number one is sweet potato casserole with maple pecans.
Apple cranberry stuffing is number two. Salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey, including bits of turkey skin mixed in. Ew. Spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie and buttered mashed potatoes and gravy. If those sound good to you, or at least intriguing, you can get all 5 pints delivered from saltandstraw.com for $65. I was wondering what your take for Friday will be on this particular item.
I'm actually a bit confused. A lot of food stories, because the last time I ever heard of Salt and Straw was when I was holding my dong.
That's it. Thank you. That's all I wanted. I didn't have any other reason for the last one. That's Oscar's take for this, holding the dong. Dong. That's right. Recognition. Thank you. We are going to take a break. Rob, it's the last Audio Vault of the week, and you always save up some good stuff for us. You got some good stuff for
us? Well, you might not see them from where you're seated, but I'm hiding a few sounds behind my dong.
Okay, we will take a break.
Need a towel off.
Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Look at Twitchy jump up and down here. He's just dying to get it up. I know he wants to join in on this. I know he wants to join in on this conversation.
Hey, let's offer this. You can have one sentence here, and if it's good, we'll leave your mic open. And if it's a piece of we'll turn your mic off for the rest of the week.
That's a lot of pressure. Adrian, is there something you wanted to add?
And
to
talking
this
to the mic the correct way, you ask.
Remember how we told you that 20 minutes ago?
This thing is loose. I'm sorry. Everything that we ate was a messy meal, but I loved it. And I feel bad for Dan because everything he ate, he spilled onto him. The powdered sugar, he got sugar on his shirt and pants and complained about it. The gator on the stick, he got oil on his shoes and complained
about it. The gator on a stick.
Yes.
Gator on a stick is worth it.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Face it, folks, whether or not you want to admit it, the holidays are upon us. Do you want your holidays to suck? Of course you don't. The solution is to look within. If you quit sucking, so will your holidays. Don't be a leech that only slurps up the free TMOS podcast. Be one of the wise men or women that subscribe to the bonus show and enjoy the gift of a wonderful 6th hour of TMOS each and every week. Make this the best holiday season ever, full of gold, frankincense, and mirth. Mirth. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
Hold it. What? When should I do it?
Yes.
Good.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, it's the most fun we have each week. Mm-hmm. And try the new turkey and cranberry dong-scented bonus.
Oh, package. No!
It's like a Yankee candle for your ears. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Please quit sucking, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open it up. Last one for the week, the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak.
His name is Eminem, and he's a rap singer. He is a hip-hop artist, and he has a CD coming out called Revival, and he's not putting it out as one piece. He's released one song so far, and they've been promoting it in different ways. There was an ad that went viral online that had the song listed on a prescription pad from a doctor's office. And there was an 800 number on the prescription pad. And if you dialed it, this is the actual message you would get.
Thank you for your interest in Revival, the number one slightly invasive treatment for atrox rhythmus. You only get one shot to beat AR. Don't miss your chance with Revival. Please hold to speak to a patient care representative. While you wait, here's some additional information. You should discuss the potential benefits and risks of Revival with your doctor or clergyman. Revival is a non-injectable medication given through the ear canal and is not intended for anal use. Revival is a non-narcotic medication intended for daily use that can be taken with or without food. Tell your doctor about all health conditions, including if you have a history of confusion or poor judgment. Revival does not cause serious side effects, including spleen syndrome, mild to disfiguring acne, brain problems, male pattern baldness, most commonly in women, rage, tight glutes, general feeling of head trauma,
tight glutes,
softening of fingernails, dramatically increased hair growth, sudden nut allergies, ringing in your mouth, and light leggedness. Thank you for continuing to hold. We give you some serious f***ing
All right, that's killing me. That music's killing me.
But what's so great is that no one said anything. It's just in the bottom corner of a prescription pad in an ad for the record.
That beat that's behind the actual, I bet you that is the tone and the beat.
Gotta be.
Played of that song. That's, yeah. Which is wild. Absolutely. Which is absolutely cool.
So if you have disfiguring acne or softening of the fingernails,
so cool.
You want to check glutes. That out. Mike, when's the last time you buried a pair of underwear?
WJFK in the trash can, 1992.
Was it the chocolate dip?
It was. It was just a very long show.
There is actually. They are trying to explain to European and American farmers if they want to test their soil for whether or not it's ready to have stuff planted in it. Mm-hmm. One of the easiest things you can do is bury a pair of your underwear in your garden, and here's why.
We're here at Singing Frogs Farm in Sebastopol, California, getting ready for the Soil My Undies Challenge. This is a simple pair of 100% cotton underwear. You can get it at any store. All you need to do is bury it in your soil, in your pasture, in your garden. You leave it there for 2 months. You come back, you dig it up. And if you have dead soil, if it's totally lifeless and requires inputs of synthetic fertilizers and whatnot, what you should be able to do is pull it up out of the ground, throw it in the washing machine, and put them on like nothing ever happened. If, however, you have incredibly healthy soil, full of all that microbiological activity, you should have nothing left but an elastic strap.
So if you have healthy soil for growing product, it will dissolve underwear in 2 months.
Wow.
2 months. So that's the way you taste. You test it.
Oh,
sorry.
Well,
it's been a long week.
That
folks.
Type of party.
And oh, if your underwear is one piece, you can put your dong in it.
That's it. Oh, I said dong, and then you said dong, and we ruined it again. All right, go ahead.
Oscar.
Yes.
It seems to me you would like this song.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the theme song to, of course, The Simpsons.
Turtle Power.
It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is a recognizable, though simple, song.
Yes.
Do you know who was behind the production of this song?
No.
It doesn't sound like anything all that notable, but actually, you know the name Chuck Lorre.
Yes.
He's the creator of Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory. He was the guy that was responsible for recording the theme to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Here's Chuck Lorre to explain.
We got a recording studio in Los Angeles that was at the time being used by Journey to record an album, and we got the studio from midnight to 8 a.m., which is the cheapest hours you can buy. And all their equipment was, spread out. All this great big touring stadium equipment was all over the studio, and we're in there recording the Turtles theme song at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it worked.
And they come in the next day and they sing like Separate Ways, but they're waiting for Journey to leave so this guy can come in and do the theme to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Crazy.
And the interesting thing is, before they recorded that, they all buried their underwear in the backyard. And so all you could see was a bunch of guys singing about turtles with their dongs hanging out.
All right. I found this is an older clip, but Mike, I thought you'd like this. There's a show on TV. It's like the hip cooking show, The Chew.
Yes.
And they had a guest on, Questlove.
Yeah.
And he came in, and he's from the Roots. This is a drum solo played, Mike, entirely on pots and pans that he found in the kitchen at The Chew. Check this out. So much better than when they play the classroom instruments, I think.
Mm.
I really feel like I'm on Bourbon Street right now.
Bourbon Street!
Really do. Yeah, Bourbon Street vibe.
Pretty cool, though, isn't it? Just totally found instruments.
Very, very cool. He's an amazing talent. He really is.
Taylor Swift is also coming out with a CD, and what she's doing, Mike, are secret listening parties. Ooh! They're very secret, and these people love Taylor Swift. I have artists I love, but if I was invited to a secret listening party, I don't know that I would be this excited.
This is like the best day of my entire life. He blew my expectations out of water. Also, cannot find a favorite. Every song is a freaking masterpiece, and
freaking
we all were speechless.
Masterpiece!
Every song, you're just like, this is my favorite, and then another one comes on, you're like, no, this is my favorite.
They're all morons.
They are. If every song is my favorite.
If your daughter was into this band and into Taylor Swift, you would be totally like Fall Out Boy. You went through the same crap.
I suppose so. But still, it was the best day of my entire life.
I mean, you know what that girl said afterwards? She said, "We're so excited. My dad's down at Ben's Chili Bowl. He's going to pick me up in an hour and a half." Oh, I'm sorry. Check that. 6 hours.
Hey.
We'll be all alone.
We'll be all alone. And let us close with this. I want to play this for Jimmy Cerito, who's a good guy. Isn't he a good guy?
I love
him.
Great
guy, Jimmy. Yes, love him.
Let us close with this. You'll be pleased to know that ever since he cheated on his wife, Ozzy is happier than ever.
After everything you've been through and after the vow renewal, how has your marriage changed?
It's 1,000% better.
Did you say 500%?
1,000%.
1,000%.
It's a journey, really, marriage. You go up, you go down, you make mistakes, you try and learn by your mistake. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot this year.
Yeah, and then he looked at his wife and said, "Thanks for having me on, Carson." That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We hope you have a fabulous week. Again, thanks to everybody that came to NOLA. Hard to believe this week is over. It's been a whirlwind time for TMOS. Thanks for listening, and join us again for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag be sent to Rob with two B's at MichaelMarisShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2000. For Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
So dong.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now. Go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Dong.